We're doing Tomer Dvorah. We're in the 10th part of the first chapter. We've been calling them chapters. We'll call this the 10th chapter. And we're continuing on the verse that describes God's attributes. And the pasuk says, Titen emet le'Yaakov. You give truth to Yaakov. Now we know that truth is justice. Truth is what's right. And we discussed last night that there's this basic level that angels will work off of, the basic level of din, of judgment, what we might call truth. And we also know that there is rachamim, there's something beyond that, that Hashem is willing to go beyond, so to speak, the call of duty, beyond the letter of the law, out of compassion. We also know that the Jewish people are called both Yaakov and Israel, among other names. And Yaakov connotes the times when the Jewish people are down. That's why they're called Yaakov. Yaakov comes from the word Akev. Okba comes from the word heel, or the word crooked, deceitful. And the pasuk says that God gives truth to Yaakov. Explains Rav Moshe Kordoviro. Mida zohi. This trait is sheyesh li Yisrael ma'alat otam ha'beinoniim, that the Jewish people have this elevated stature of mediocrity, sheinam yodim litnaheg lifnim mishurat hadin, that they do not know to act beyond the call of duty, vehem nikraim Yaakov, and then they are called Yaakov, which we said is a lower level, mipenei sheinam itnagim elaim hanaga amitit, because they aren't being dealt, they aren't dealing with anything other than the truth. V'amakadosh b'chu yesh lo midat ha'emet. God too works with this trait of truth. She'altzan mitziyut ha'mishpat ha'yashar. That, so to speak, God works with the just letter of the law. Ve'elu hem ha'mitnagim ba'olam b'yosher. And the people who in this world are honest, ha'kadosh b'chu mitnaheg imahem b'emet. God will deal with them with truth. Merachem aleim al tzad ha'yosher v'ha'mishpat. And their rachamim stems from what's right and just. The Rav Moshe Kordoviro is introducing us to a new concept. He's saying that within din, there's a concept of rachamim. There's rachamim that stems from the din itself, that's part of the din itself. And if a person is meticulous about being honest in this world, so then, even though he's not going beyond the letter of the law, which isn't exactly the ideal way to behave. Our sages say that Jerusalem was destroyed because people maintained the letter of the law. They didn't go beyond the letter of the law. You guys want to pass back to David some you got? Okay. But nonetheless, a person gets what a person does attain, if he maintains the letter of the law, is that Hashem deals with him with the letter of the law, and within that, there is an element of rachamim. גם כן האדם צריך להתנהג עם חברו על צד יושר והאמת. And as we've seen throughout, Rav Moshe Kordoviro brings it down to our terms. Every person has to be careful to deal with his friends in honest ways, in just ways, בלי להטות משפט חברו, without steering from what is just to his friend, אלא לרחם עליו באמת, but to recognize that he owes his friend compassion, and that's true, that it stems from the truth. Person has certain responsibilities to his friend, and some of them are his responsibility at the same time that they are rachamim. Now, when Yaakov calls his son Yosef, he tells him, look, son, you're responsible to bury me. That's your responsibility. I'm your father, you're my son, you have to bury me. Now, I'm going to ask you an extra favor, bury me in Canaan. But the act of rachamim, of burying me, that's your responsibility. There are certain things that we do out of rachamim, but the truth is that that's our responsibility. Just as Hashem has patience with people, that even though they don't go beyond the letter of the law, Hashem is willing to deal with them on the one hand with the letter of the law, and on the other hand to introduce to that letter of the law the rachamim that is within the emet, so as to help a person become whole. So what we saw this morning is titen emet li Yaakov, that when Yaakov, when we're on the lower level, that we don't go beyond the letter of the law, but at least we're on a pretty high level, we're maintaining the letter of the law. So Hashem says, I'll deal with them with the letter of the law, but I'll incorporate into that letter of the law Rachamim, and we derive from that that we too have to be honest and fair with our fellow man, and to maintain the Rachamim that is part of that honesty. The honesty doesn't just mean, well, if you deserve it, you'll get it, and if not, not. There's also an aspect of Rachamim that we owe one another that's part of the letter of the law.
So you said that there is Rachamim and Din. Right? And could we also extrapolate one more from that, maybe, that there is Mishpat in Rachamim?
I don't see how you would say that from here.
So then right after the if it's true that there's an aspect of Rachamim and Din, why shouldn't there be an aspect of Mishpat and Rachamim?
What do you mean by Mishpat and Rachamim?
If there's a sense of justice, but the justice is more than a sense of justice, it's a sense of truth and mistake. But the Mishpat also has to do with Yaakov, that is the central pillar of whatever. And it would seem like that there is a sense of justice in the Rachamim.
Yeah, that there's an aspect.
In that Mishpat sense. So it seems like one becomes another, and then becomes an aspect of another, and then left becomes the right, and left becomes the right becomes the left.
So that I'm not sure. The way I understand is that when the left becomes the right, then intrinsically what we're saying is that within the right there's part of the left.
That's my point.
Right, but it's not that the right becomes in the left.
But it seems like it's weighted more to one side, but there's always an aspect of the other left in the other.
That's what it seems like,
It's not so clear.
No, I agree with you. Okay.